From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll speak with bioethicist Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the architects of Obamacare, about where we are now with the law and what challenges lie ahead.
But first, who said voters were in an anti-incumbent mood? There were primaries yesterday in three states, Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina, and every incumbent won. But what about the Tea Party and American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken? Isn't this all about Clay Aiken? NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian was up late watching the results. And Charlie, we'll get to Clay Aiken. There's a lot of buzz about that race. But are you surprised that all the incumbents won?
No, not at all, because we had a couple primaries earlier this year, and incumbents seem to do pretty well. What might be surprising is that the polling seems to suggest there's all sorts of roiling anti-incumbent sentiment out there. But so far, you know, most incumbents that have gone before the voters have won pretty comfortably.
Yeah, well, let's look. Start in North Carolina. Tom Tillis, the Republican House Speaker of North Carolina, won handily in the race for the U.S. Senate nomination over the Tea Party-backed candidate Greg Bannon. Bannon backed by Rand Paul, Tillis by Mitt Romney and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Just parse that for us. I mean, he was expected to win. Was the question how much?
Well, one big difference in that race was money. Tillis had spent more than twice as much as his nearest Republican challenger, and that doesn't even count all the independent spending on his behalf by groups like American Crossroads, the Chamber of Commerce, and the National Rifle Association. But in that race, money doesn't explain everything. I think it's important to note that Tillis had more experience as a political candidate than the others that you mentioned. And there was also polling suggested that while he wasn't exactly the designated candidate of the Tea Party faction, Tom Tillis still ran pretty well with self-identified Tea Party voters.
Yeah, so you can't count them out in that race. Just very briefly, though, was Mitt Romney a factor? Some are wondering if he's having a moment. His backers say he was also redeemed when Russia began annexing parts of Ukraine because Romney said during the campaign that Russia was a threat and he was laughed at then. Does this mark, I mean, will we be seeing in the fall, is this marking a moment for Mitt Romney?
I think he's stepping out of the shadows and out of the loss, you know, bit by bit. You see him showing up endorsing candidates in various races. He showed up in an Idaho race where his endorsement matters a good bit to an incumbent House congressman who is in some trouble in a primary back home. And I think what it is a signal that the 2012 GOP presidential nominee doesn't really want to fade away, that he still wants to have a role and have a spot in the public policy debate and in the political arena.
Well, Tillis in North Carolina, his candidate, definitely has bigger fish in mind. Last night he mentioned, of course, that he's going to face the Democrat Senator Kay Hagan in the fall. And also he's going to beat Harry Reid. Harry Reid, of course, the Senate Majority Leader. Just remind us how important this is.
Well, I think there's every reason to think that this race in North Carolina is going to be a money-drenched, knockdown, drag-out affair. It's a race that's essential to Republican hopes of taking back the Senate. So there's going to be great national interest in this race, and national outlets, I think, are going to be parachuting in reporters every week to cover it. And I think in terms of the tone, you know, you couldn't help but notice last week or last night, if you were a reporter, that once the race was called for Tillis, within moments, nearly every liberal political group was out with a statement ripping into Tom Tillis. And that, I think, is a sign that both sides have been gearing up for some time now for a very, very tough race in North Carolina.
In Ohio, House Speaker John Boehner easily hung on to his seat, beat out a Tea Party challenger. But is the question here, is he going to hold on to his speakership?
Well, he didn't exactly have top-tier competition in his primary. His challengers were largely unknown, and they spent very little money. And so he ended up winning by something close to a landslide, although I would note that his primary election winning margin declined by about 15 percentage points over 2012. But I think in any case, there really wasn't much last night to suggest he's weak back home. And now the only question is how long he wants to stay in Congress and how long he wants to deal with the hassles of the speakership. Already, there's quite a bit of speculation that he might resign after winning his next term in November. And it's been noticed in Washington that, you know, a number of his confidants and close aides or close allies, that is, aren't running for re-election this year.
Well, in our last minute here, let's bounce back to North Carolina because American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken made a run for the Democratic nomination in North Carolina's 2nd District. What is your sense of how he's faring there? He said, "I'm not a politician. I don't want to be one."
Right. Well, like the entertainer he is, Clay Aiken sure knows how to make an entrance. His first political race is still too close to call, even now. All the precincts have reported in, and Aiken is leading by roughly 400 votes, but it's not entirely certain he's going to be able to avoid a runoff election there. But if the current results hold and he does end up as the nominee, it's worth remembering that he's still got a pretty steep climb ahead of him before he gets to Congress. That's a district that's pretty comfortably Republican, so it won't be easy for a Democrat to win there.
But everyone will watch. NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.